From the Emory Wheel, I'm Gabriella Lewis. This is Wheel Talk. Nearly a year into the COVID-19 pandemic, the world rejoiced as incredibly efficient vaccines gained emergency approval in early December. The rollout of vaccines has been rocky around the country, but day by day, more and more Americans get their first and second doses. Many experts believe that the recent drop in cases and hospitalizations due to COVID-19 is already partially due to the almost 28 million Americans who have started their vaccine journey. On December 17th, Emory received its first allotment of vaccines that they began distributing to frontline medical workers. But most Emory students have no idea when they'll be able to get their own vaccine. We sifted through community emails, interviews, and town halls to compile an explainer of what the vaccine process at Emory looks like and when students can expect to get their own. First, my colleague and staff writer Madison Hopkins breaks down exactly who will get a vaccine when and answers questions our readers submitted via Instagram.
I have been writing the weekly COVID updates for The Wheel. They go out once a week. They're on the Emory Wheel website. During the fall semester, I've been meeting every week with Sharon Rabinowitz, who's the executive director of Emory Student Health Services. Starting in the spring, now that we have vaccines, I've begun speaking with Amir St. Clair, who is the associate vice president and executive director for COVID-19 response and recovery at Emory, about how Emory is managing its vaccine distribution.
So let's start right from the basics. How many people has Emory actually vaccinated so far?
As of February 9th, Emory Healthcare has vaccinated over 43,000 people. And as of late January, 7,700 of those were Emory University affiliates.
It's a pretty complicated system, you know, across every state of who is getting vaccines, what state's getting vaccines, and how. Can you explain both the chain of command and also kind of the chain of supply for how states and organizations are actually getting vaccines to give out?
The rate at which Emory can distribute vaccines really depends on a whole supply chain that goes all the way back to the manufacturers. So the federal government first has to obtain vaccines from the manufacturers. From there, the federal government will distribute vaccines to each state. Each state gets an allotted amount. And from there, it is the state's responsibility to distribute its allotment to all of its vaccine distribution centers. And Emory is one of those. The amount of vaccines that Emory has at any one time is dependent on that whole supply chain.
So kind of the million-dollar question is, who's actually getting the vaccines and when? So there's a pretty complicated level system. Can you explain what level we're in and what we're kind of looking down the pipeline for each level?
Or who is eligible to receive a vaccine is determined by the state of Georgia. Right now, Georgia is in phase 1A plus, which includes healthcare workers. It includes people over 65. It includes first responders. It includes Emory Police Department, includes Emory Fire Department. It includes students who, like nursing and medical students who are patient facing. After 1A is finished, we'll move to 1B, which Emory anticipates will happen in March. So 1B includes essential workers and educators. Currently, Emory is awaiting further guidance on who exactly is an essential worker or an educator. But right now, Emory is considering pretty much any on-campus employee to be eligible for 1B. That could include faculty, and it could include residence life, RAs and SAs. It could include maintenance staff. 1B could include any of these people, or it can include only a fraction of these people. At this time, Emory is planning for the possibility that any of these could be included. At this time, 1C includes people between the ages of 16 and 4 who are medically vulnerable. It could potentially include some of the essential worker groups I mentioned before. After 1C is done, and we don't know yet when we'll move to 1C, we don't know yet when we'll move beyond that. Phase 2 would include any essential workers or medically vulnerable populations that weren't in 1B or 1C. We also expect that it will include students who didn't fall in any of the previous categories. St. Clair has said that it could be before we return for fall semester. It could not be, but it's probably going to be longer than a lot of people think. And then after phase two comes phase three, which is pretty much just anyone else. Really, the only time frame we have right now is that we will probably move to 1B beginning in March.
So we asked our readers on our Instagram questions they had about the vaccine. And the overwhelming question that we got is, when are students who are not essential workers, who are not nursing students, you know, who do not fall into the previous categories, when are they going to get the vaccine? Do we know that?
Students are going to be in phase two. Again, we don't know when we're going to get to phase two, but in Georgia, that's where students will fall.
So just to make it abundantly clear, 1B is happening in March. There's one phase in between that and phase two, which is when Emory students will receive the vaccine. So another question that we got quite a bit was, will Emory actually be distributing the vaccine to students?
Yeah, as far as we know, Emory will be distributing vaccines to students. But it's important to keep in mind that some students could be eligible to receive the vaccine in their home state earlier than they would be in Georgia. If you live in a state that's moving more quickly through the vaccination process, it's entirely possible that you could get vaccinated before returning to campus, before having the opportunity to receive a vaccine from Emory.
We also got questions about, does the distribution from Emory include international students?
Yes. If you are eligible under the current phase that Georgia is in to receive a vaccine, you will be able to receive one. And some students who are in phase 1A have already received them.
So another question we got is, if everyone gets vaccinated, whether that be this semester, whether that be in a future semester, will restrictions like mandatory mask requirements, social distancing requirements, reduced capacity, will those just be lifted?
Probably not. Because we don't know yet whether the vaccines protect against transmitting the virus to others. We know that they're effective against you becoming sick with COVID-19. However, we don't know if they prevent you from potentially spreading the virus to other people without your knowledge. We're confident that at some point we'll reach a state where we can be on campus and not have to social distance or wear masks, but that will probably still be a long way away from where we are now.
So the final question that we got on our Instagram is, will the vaccine be required for fall 2021 or spring 22? Is this something that, you know, incoming freshmen and other students are going to have to start thinking about how they get the vaccine?
Really, we don't know. There's so many different factors that are in play. There are things we don't know yet about the vaccine. Emory has said it would do an ethics review before requiring students to receive a vaccine. Basically, the university is not in a place at this time where it can even consider making that a requirement.
Although the vast majority of Emory students have not received any dose of the vaccine, some select frontline medical workers have. I speak with Wheel editor Angela Tang about her and others' experiences getting the vaccine.
So, Angela, you have gotten the first dose of the vaccine. Can you tell us how you've gotten that vaccine?
So, my name is Angela Tang, and I'm currently the Emory Life editor at The Wheel. But I'm also a COVID-19 screener at Polaris Spine and Neurosurgery Center. So, I take everyone's temperatures and ask them for their travel history when they walk into the hospital. So I was eligible and I received the first Pfizer dose on January 19th, and I'm about to get the second dose on February 9th.
Do you have any reservations to get the vaccine, or, you know, what was your feelings behind actually getting it?
So personally, I was really excited to get the vaccine just at the opportunity of hoping this pandemic would end sooner. However, I did hear from a couple coworkers that they had really adverse reactions to it, and I heard some people say that they didn't want to get it at all because of that. I actually did react to the first dose. For a day, I had a really bad headache, and my face was completely burning up. I also had muscle soreness and pain at the site of the vaccine. However, by the next day, a dose of Tylenol, it was completely gone. I'm not the only one who had side effects. I also interviewed a couple of other Emory student healthcare workers who also experienced headache and chills after the vaccine, but they as well said that it went away in a couple of days with the help of an Advil.
So Angela, kind of like what you alluded to, there are some people who are apprehensive to get the vaccine, whether it be because of the minimal side effects or anything. What's the one piece of advice you would give them?
And as someone who works in the healthcare industry, I've seen how much pain this pandemic has brought to both patients and a lot of my healthcare coworkers. I think a day of symptoms is definitely worth the fact that this pandemic could be over.
To hear more about vaccine rollout and the full experiences of students who have received the vaccine, read Madison Hopkins' weekly COVID update at our website or pick up a print edition of The Wheel. Thank you for listening to this episode of Wheel Talk. If you like Wheel Talk, subscribe, rate, and share. I'll see you soon. Wheel Talk is produced by Kaylin Chin, Isaiah Poritz, Madison Bober, and Gabriella Lewis. Music by Jeffrey Rosen and Elliot Gruenhunt. And cover art by Kaylin Chin.